Stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour. These are the words that Jesus ended this parable with today, and it will be the words that gets repeated over and over again over the next few weeks. Stay awake. Stay awake and ready for when the Lord will come, when the Lord comes at our death, and when the Lord comes at the end of time. Stay awake. How do we stay awake? What do we have to do? We've talked over and over again in many different ways about how we do that. And you probably heard talk about following the commandments, following the Beatitudes, following the way of life Jesus has taught us, listening to the words of the gospel, all these things, obviously very necessary. To live now as we expect to live in eternity. However, if that's the case, if to be prepared means we have to live now as we will live in eternity following the Lord Jesus, there's something else that we have to do. Something else just as important that sometimes we may forget. Every time you come to church here on Sundays, every time we come to Mass, are you aware that you are entering heaven? Are you aware that to prepare for eternity means to come to Mass? Because at Mass, you get a glimpse of heaven. This is what one of the documents from the Second Vatican Council tells us. It's a bit of a lengthy quote, but I encourage you in your patience just to listen to what they have to tell us. In the earthly liturgy, which is what we're doing right now, we take part in a foretaste of the heavenly liturgy, that liturgy which is celebrated in the holy city of Jerusalem, toward which we journey as pilgrims, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. We sing a hymn to the Lord's glory with all the warriors of the heavenly army, venerating the memory of the saints. We hope for some part and fellowship with them. We eagerly await our Savior until He, our life, shall appear, and we too will appear with Him in glory. What we do here every day, and especially every Sunday, is a small taste, a glimpse, a little peek at what life will be like in heaven. It's not the fullness. Heaven will not exactly be like Mass. But think about what we do here. Think about what we say when we come to Mass. Think about some of the prayers that we make. Behold, blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. That is not an accident or just words. Every time we come to Mass, it means to image what heaven is like. And if you read the book of Revelation, you'll see what heaven is like. In heaven, there is singing. In heaven, there is praise. In heaven, there is incense. In heaven, people fall and there is bowing and all these kinds of motions. It's all laid out for us there. And that's why we do the things we do here. It's because we're trying to keep our minds fixed on heaven. It's why we do the things that we do every Sunday. It's why there is so much movement, why there is so much singing, why there is all these smells and bells. It's not an accident, or it's not just because we like to make things ceremonial. It's because we're trying to keep our minds and our hearts fixed on heaven, to give us a little taste. And in fact, the use of the wedding analogy that Jesus uses is not an accident either. He knows what he's doing. Think about what it meant to be in a wedding feast. Think about wedding receptions or just a wedding in general that you've been to. What is characterized by it? There's a lot of dancing, there's singing, there's joy. It's a joyous occasion. And if we look at how the weddings were done in first century Judaism, it's an interesting piece of it. So there was the betrothal stage. This is what scholars will share with us. Then there was a second stage, the marriage feast. And this is what is written about it. This began after sunset when the groom went to the home of his bride and led her in a celebratory procession to a great banquet being prepared at their new home. The procession was filled with singing and dancing and guided by maiden torchbearers, the virgins that we talked about in the gospel. And when the couple reached their home, the feast began. It's a celebratory feast. It is a procession. It's a movement. When you come to Mass, it's supposed to remind us that we are not at home right now. We are on a journey. We're on a pilgrimage. We are making our way to heaven, where Christ is waiting for us. Christ is with us here, and he's leading us like the groom leads his bride to the heavenly banquet that awaits us. And every time we come to Mass and we receive his very body, blood, soul, and divinity in that heavenly bread, it's a foretaste, a little taste of what awaits us, of how Christ is going to give us himself forever, and we will give ourselves to him. This is what we do. This is why we're here. This is why we come. And this is why what we do at Mass is also important. How we approach it, whether or not we care about it, whether or not we know what we're doing, whether or not we take what we get here and bring it out there. We have to be attentive to what we're doing here. If we want to be in heaven, if we want to be in eternal life, it starts here. We have to care about what we do here. Do we bring intentions with us? Do we offer something to the Mass? Do we engage in the prayers and the singing and all that is entailed in the Mass? Or do we, at the very least, in our hearts, take the prayers, everything that we see, to heart and give praise to God? Are we constantly praising him? Do we know what we're doing? Have we at least taken a little bit of time to get to know what is happening here? We're not going to be scholars. None of us in this room are probably going to be know everything there is to know about what we're doing. But are we at least making an effort to get to know a little bit more why we're doing what we're doing? You know, I've been doing these little articles in the bulletins, and they're not extensive. But the idea is that, to give us a little bit, so that every time you come to Mass, you know just a little bit more, and you can grasp a little bit more what we're doing and why we're doing it, and what is happening in front of us. And do we take what we receive here and bring it out there? The praise and the worship and the thanksgiving that we make to God here, are we willing to be thankful and praise people out there, praising God and telling people about what God has done for us? And are we willing to take our Lord Jesus, whom we receive in the most blessed sacrament, to others? We have to care, we have to know, and we have to live what we do here. Ultimately, if we want to be in heaven in eternity with God forever, it starts right now in what we do here. Are we attentive? Am I willing to give myself, my whole heart, mind, body, everything that I am, over to worshiping God today in the Mass? Am I willing to give myself completely to him so that I can prepare myself to be with him forever? That is the challenge. If we want to be in heaven in eternity with God, it starts right now at this altar.